everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 250. 250 episodes of us.
Is that what you wrote inside
bringing,
the note?
I did.
I didn't know what you were. What
you
wrote
didn't
there.
Realize no, I wrote 250.
250.
So we use OneNote to collect our thoughts throughout the week of what we're pinging each other about. And in there, I sometimes will write a little note of like what the show is, like live from Tech Ed or whatever. Yeah. This one was 250.
250. 250.
250 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. It's quite the occasion.
It is very, very much so a joyous occasion, and I'm glad that you wore such a high quality shirt.
I'm going to get, flack here for wearing a developer proper attire here.
This isn't good enough. Let's see what we can do here.
Better?
Nah.
No?
You're out of there.
What's... All right. Are we good now?
At least you got a collar on. That works.
We are now in Ping Business Casual.
That works. I'm wearing a collar today, too, because it is such an adventurous show.
It's funny. If you look back, as I touch my mic, to episode 182 or so,
yeah.
I got made fun of for me saying, I wore a collar. They're like, oh, thanks for going through so much effort. To be on the show.
It's good to have you back, though, I gotta
Thank
say.
Thank you.
You know, I dug deep to find a bunch of different people to come through. We had the Canadian, the Kanuckistanian issue.
Yes.
And then we also
With
managed.
Pierre?
I enticed Golnaz to actually come on the show,
yeah,
which
that's
is very difficult to do.
Not gonna lie, it's kind of infuriating when she can run the entire studio and can do the front camera stuff.
They totally
it's
can replace
a little,
us.
Like, why am I even here?
Yeah, totally replace
but
us.
But I was on vacation, yeah. So that was good.
So were you camping? Were you fishing? Was it a staycation? What were you doing?
I was out at the Jersey Shore.
Oh, classic.
With my family, all of us down there, my brother,
and
my sister, my parents, and my nibblings, which is the gender-neutral form of nephew or niece.
Nice.
It's one of my favorite words. And we spent a week out on the beach, in the water, on the sand, at the water park, playing mini golf, eating lots of fried foods.
So to me, the Jersey Shore really is like a beach, is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've never been to Jersey before.
There are different sections of it.
Is it off at Turnpike 3? Which exit is it off of?
It's off the Parkway.
Off the Parkway.
There are all at the bottom. So, well, we were all at the bottom of the little tail of New Jersey. If you look at the map, there's that kind of little peninsula.
Insert geographical map reference here.
And that side is called Wildwood. The middle estate, there's a place called Seaside. Seaside is what you would more see on, like, the Jersey Shore show.
Mm-hmm.
Wildwood is much more like a family area to go to. It's not that far, maybe an hour south of Atlantic City. So
nice.
Kind of that deal.
Welcome back.
Fantastic time. Came back just in time to this milestone show. However, last week...
We had good comments that are coming in there. And those who even commented too, they must have internet at the Jersey Shore.
They do. It is not, the middle of nowhere. I was still... oft connected to everything. I just need to turn my brightness up here.
There you go. It's a little bit bright in here.
It is.
We have Develop KC coming back with the mouse plus, sorry, the control plus mouse wheel for Zooms.
Absolutely. I use that all the time. I don't even think about it.
I just found out that actually works inside of some of my favorite video editing software too. Did not know
oh,
that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Control mouse wheel will work in lots of stuff inside mm-hmm. browsers. There's actually a video someone found that it's the analog for pinch to zoom and touch, right?
Oh, yeah.
That in Windows 10, the network settings.
Of course, good old Golnaz is making fun of us for the fact that as we get older, we actually need to be able to zoom as you just zoom in on the web page right there.
It's about relaxing my eyes.
Yes.
I don't need to, it's just why strain?
Tigrit coming up with Windows E for Explorer and Windows Space for switching languages.
I use Windows E all the time. I don't switch languages, so I did not know Windows Space. That's very convenient.
Windows Space probably explains why I was having trouble when I was working out of Canada, having switched between different keyboard languages.
Mm.
All of a sudden, my accent aigus would come out when I didn't mean them.
Control, apostrophe, E, whatever to get that.
It all comes in.
I learned from having to type the word Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Fabulous Feds also put in Windows key and then numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And those will launch applications on your taskbar. So, like, Windows 1 will be the first one and so on and so forth. That's been in for a while and is super nice.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have, back in, like, the Windows XP days, probably, I'd have my start menu all set up to, like, three levels. So I could do, like, programs, online AOL Instant Messenger. And so I just hit like start POA. And it would be the first one of each and expand.
Yeah.
Like, but if you just put stuff in your taskbar, like win one, win two, win three are super nice.
Sweet.
So. Good show overall and great comments. It is good to reply to everyone again.
We've covered printed clothing, printed food, printed candy, printed stuff, you name it. I left the volume on that too. we've covered basically everything to do with 3D printing for the most part, except this one new nugget that we happen to find. A Ohio-based pharmaceutical company by the name of Aprecia has come up with a 3D printed pill.
Pills.
Pills.
Things you swallow.
Drugs. Yeah. Things you swallow. The idea behind it is they can actually print it so that it is more porous, therefore easier to swallow / easier to digest, faster digest.
All sorts of different things in there. Like they can accurately or very accurately and personally create a pill with the correct dosage that you need instead of just, you know, like a 5 milligram, 100 milligram, whatever.
You could even go in and possibly even print the days of the week. This is my pill for Monday, for Tuesday, for Wednesday, in case you have different doses and allotments.
That'd be really big pills so you could read that though.
Very true.
Which, you know, but yes, the porous thing really
is
surprised me.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. And what it does is it's supposed to make it so the liquid gets in easier, and it's easier for even higher dosage pills instead of being large and dense to be easier to swallow.
I think it'd also be very good. I know in my house, there's a big debate that goes on with my kids. They're younger, and they don't like to take pills.
Yeah, I never did.
So my oldest now takes pills without even thinking about it, and I'm trying to work on the next generation down. And I bet you if I was able to go in and to get customized 3D printed pills, maybe it would be easier to swallow.
Favorite colors or things?
Get that easier to swallow.
While I was away, Gamescom happened, which is a huge gaming convention out in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the many announcements that Xbox made was about DVR. So we know that Xbox One has game DVR.
Right, absolutely.
You say record that and it will record what you just done. But we've announced that in 2016, we'll be adding DVR for TV. So to be clear, this is for over-the-air TV, where right now you can go to MicrosoftStore.com and pick up the package. I think it's $90,
yeah,
something like that, $99 bucks. And it gives you a digital decoder and an antenna, both combined. So everything you need to start watching over-the-air television, so that's all your local channels, local network channels, straight to your Xbox, and then you will be able to DVR directly on there, which is awesome.
It's basically one extra thing, because I know people will go through and they've gone off and used other third-party devices to be able to do their DVR-like capabilities when they cut the cable.
So I've gotten rid of my DVR years ago because I found it made me watch more television.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, all right, well, if I've gotten this far, I'm not going to get an additional device. The fact that I already have an Xbox One, I'm thinking about dropping cable. I haven't watched television in a while now. Now that football is starting, I'll be watching it, but it'll be on the network.
Of course.
So it'll be interesting to see. These are more options. This combined with Sling TV, for example, to get your extra channels like ESPN or the other apps that let you do things, watch you watch those shows and content directly. Very compelling now.
And obviously the DVR capabilities they're saying is going to be absolutely transparent and workable as well to be able to be controlled through smart glass apps on Windows devices.
Yeah, and the Xbox app on Windows 10, this isn't really semi-related. I don't know if you've used it yet. Have you done streaming?
I have not streamed.
Xbox?
Actually,
oh,
yeah,
my
I have
gosh.
Not streamed yet.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is really, really cool. So you still need a controller connected to the system, so... I tried doing it in my parents' house where like one of the Xboxes is down a floor and I was up two floors.
You didn't want to walk two floors?
That didn't work. I was running around trying to see how well it worked. I was experimenting. Because it works everywhere in my apartment, which is much smaller. the other thing they announced was chat pad and back compat. So backwards compatibility,
yep.
Amazing.
Are we talking about that?
Coming out in November,
said.
And that also going to come with a new chat pad, so.
ChatPad I used in the previous generation 360.
I did as well. Now that you can have like apps that are like Windows 10 apps, it's going to span the cross. Like it'll be really interesting to actually have a keyboard now attached to those apps or things. Like I find it really frustrating. The YouTube app, for example, is a pain to. I wish I could just use my keyboard.
Yeah, totally.
It'll be a lot of fun. So first of those updates coming in November, and then 2016, Xbox DVR for TV. When I was young, way back when, I remember watching or hearing about Quake tournaments.
Yep.
And that was like the professional gaming that was out back then.
LAN parties, Quake tournaments, all the fun stuff.
Thresh, I remember, was the champion, like one of the big players back then who had like, he was first guy to get like sponsorship deals. He had his own headphones, stuff like that. and I remember thinking, man, how long is it going to be until I can be a professional
gamer? I want to play games for a living, man. That's all I want to do.
It's right here. And it's already surpassed some very mainstream sports.
It kills me.
They were showing some stats of like Wimbledon, for example, is the total prize purse is under $10 million.
Yep.
Smaller than the international. This was the International 5 is the World Championships of Dota 2. Mm-hmm. Dota 2 is a game by Valve that is based off of an original game, Defense of the Ancients, which is a mod for Warcraft 3.
Yep.
Defense of the Ancients, D-O-T-A, Dota. If you're familiar with League of Legends or Smite, there's many other games in this genre, and there are several that they people all play. There's a little bit of a religious war out there. You don't want to, you know, say League is better than Dota, but Dota's better. The International 5, the fifth version of this championship, happened in Seattle at Key Arena, the past home of the Seattle Supersonics. So this is literally a professional sporting arena that was sold out in minutes for this event. Takes place all week.
Kills me.
Takes place all week. Yeah. The entire prize purse was over $18 million.
Yep.
The five-person team that won Evil Geniuses won a $6.6 million prize.
You get a 26-year-old American in Madison, Wisconsin, a 16-year-old originally from Pakistan who now lives in Illinois,
yep.
a 23-year-old Canadian who lives in Vancouver, BC, a 23-year-old American from Fort Wayne, and a 27-year-old American who lives in San Francisco.
Yes, Sumail, who was the 16-year-old
players.
You mentioned.
Yeah.
They have a whole background story. He started playing when he was 8.
Yeah.
Is now the youngest millionaire through...
He helped them win a $1.2 million first place prize at
really
Dota Asia.
He did. Oh, my... Oh, that, but like his play at the International was phenomenal. Team spent, the way it is a 5-on-5 game. There are 100 characters you can play, and the game starts with a draft. So I ban some characters, you ban some characters, yeah. then I pick, then you pick, then we ban back and forth.
Yep.
He forced other teams to constantly ban the characters he was best at because he was just too good. this is the 16-year-old on the team.
Nice.
So it was fantastic to watch. You can go to Dota2.com and watch replays of all the games if you're familiar. One interesting thing they had was two streams, the main stream and then a newcomer stream. So if you're unfamiliar with the game, you could watch that one and they'd explain it all as yeah. going on. So it was very cool. But congratulations to the North American team, Evil Geniuses, on their win. I watched almost all of your games while I was on vacation. It was great.
From the Conversations blog, I managed to notice one that came in the other day about how to take a supernatural photo with your smartphone. Doesn't just apply to the Lumia phones and the Microsoft phones that we have in the market today. Well, you know, I'm a current aficionado of the now aging 1020 phone. It still has an awesome camera.
There's still no better camera
out
there.
It's freaking amazing. Basically, they did a feature a little while ago about 7 amazingly surreal smartphone photos by Pritesh Patel. Professional photographer using just the smartphones.
Mm.
I love that picture of the feet through the frame. Very, very cool. He takes it behind the scenes and actually shows how he sets up these kind of shots. And the basic principle is kind of simple. You take a tripod because mm-hmm. you have to have a still stable platform to take the picture from. You take a photo before or after without the main subject being there, and that gets you your background images. And then you take the photo, which is the subject itself, inside that same frame. And then you can do all sorts of really fun camera tricks with that by being able to blend things, take out things, add things, that sort of stuff, as like one of the main things that he does as far as making a different type of supernatural photo. He lists off the different programs that he's talking about, including Fantasia Painter is one that's in the Windows Phone Store to be able to, the Windows Store, to be able to go off and to do a lot of the, you know, that Photoshop-esque kind of editing that you need to be able to do.
Yeah, because
as well as
like,
blending.
Yeah, you have to like align the images. Granted, like you said, you're on a tripod, so hopefully they're as similar as
easier.
Possible. And then you got to blend the two together.
Yeah.
So it goes by step
very,
how
very
to do
cool.
this, and it's really impressive.
Yep.
It's one of those things where you read it and you're like, oh, that's easy. I could just do that. And then I'm probably going to go and try, and it's going to take me hours to get it to his quality.
You never know.
But definitely a fun thing to try, and again, all you need is your phone. He mentions another app called InstaBlender.
Yep.
There's probably a bunch of these out there that
yeah.
you can use.
InstaBlender does the multiple exposures on the same one to be able to do different
so
things.
You can do, what are those called, where you do... Do like a really
like
good
ghost images?
No, I was gonna say DVR, but that's not the word. There's a form where you take a picture of like the background of something, mm-hmm. like the long distance focus and then a short distance focus, and you map them together and you get focus like everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's similar to that is what some of these look like to me.
Take a look at it. He has this quaint little tutorial about how to be able to do it. Awesome, quick little thing, and it works with any device you happen to be carrying.
How often have you had an idea for a game you were playing and thought, I could have helped design this better, or I have this great idea that I wish could come to fruition?
All the time.
I'm waiting for an answer from our audience.
Yeah.
We'll wait.
Yes?
Anyway, one of our studios, Press Play, has begun including the community into the early, early stages of their concept phase.
We talked about their title a little while ago, a couple of shows ago, with Max and the Curse of the Brotherhood.
Max and the Curse of the Brotherhood, also Kalimba, just came out recently, is a very fun local co-op game, mm-hmm. if you haven't had a chance to try it out. A little puzzler where you jump around, I think when you're playing single player, you control both. Anyway, you should check them out. They're on Xbox One now. But starting last week, I believe, last week when you see this, they've basically opened up the studio for the entire development process. So early on in their concept phase, what often happens is studios will start with an early game concept, a game mechanic that may be fun. Mm-hmm. So in this case, they have three different concepts, very early stages, Project Dwarka, Project Karoo, and Project Knoxville. One is a physics-based game, construction with multiple people. Another one is a third-person action survival, and like a apocalyptic, like almost like a game show kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm forgetting the name of the movie. Older movie.
Total Recall?
Not that one. Anyway, where you can either work with or backstab people to survive. Yeah. And Project Dwarka is an action-packed first-person co-op game set in fantasy around dwarves and stuff.
Yep.
So you can go there, you can view the concepts, view videos. They're opening up forums in a later date. Allow you to get involved in it, and then you can vote. Straight up vote on which concept you like more, and then the community is going to drive the direction of where they go with this. So, very cool opportunity.
Voting ends September 1st, if you want to go off and check this out.
So you only have a couple weeks.
Yep. Get in there, get your voice heard, and cast your vote.
Thanks for watching, Ping! This is episode 250.
Oh, wait. Yes.
Whee!
Hopefully some kind of animation is happening right
Something's
now.
Something's happening right now, that's for sure.
Confetti.
250 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are paying each other about. 250 episodes are in the can now.
That's crazy, man.
A long time. So I've been doing this for about 70-ish weeks.
More than that.
Or 70-ish episodes, I guess. We don't ever do 1 week.
Definitely more than that. I started with you around 185.
It was just before 200.
190 or something?
Because I started at 181.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, good times. Let's see. Let's continue the conversation as always.
Down below.
You can find us on Twitter.
Okay, do the Twitter ones first. We're out of practice. We don't even know how
What's
to
do
this. What's below? Comment below. Comment below.
Obviously.
Let us know what you thought about the show, everything else, and interact with us.
Obviously, first you should comment on Channel 9 because it just makes more sense that way.
Absolutely. If you want to see us on Facebook.
On Facebook, facebook.com/ThePingShow.
Like us.
On Twitter, #PingShow. And continue to talk to us all week. Or @MarkDeFalco.
@RicksterCDN.
Or snail mail us.
Oh, yeah. I need to check the post office box. I haven't
done that. Or don't, because we're not going to get it.
It's still inside the post office box. Anyway, The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, building 20, One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Excellent. Cool. Let's give you a question of the week. What do you got?
Easy. Which of Mark's shirts do you like the best?
I didn't know this is up to vote.
Developer tea. horrible team of some kind that's orange, or
so
the golf polo. What do you think?
Would you like a portion of each, maybe combined together, like a
football 3D
jersey
printed version
with
of
a...
That could work. A 3D printed version of
Thanks
that.
Thanks for watching. Will you see you next time?
See you around. Oh, God, it's that song. I want to get it right in the way.